This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
The next point I want to mention today is about boasting. It's similar, but it's different. But when you understand the fine tuning, the fine divisions between these things and differences between these things, then we become more knowledgeable about them, and thus we can inshallah try to figure those things out. To become perfect in something, like for example, let's just say that you want to be perfect in football. What does it mean by being good at football? Is it just one thing to be good at football? Or are there number of parts in football that you have to be good at to become perfect at football? Do you understand? So if you want to be good at football, you have to be good in a number of things. Now, I'm not a footballer, you'll have to help me here. You have to be good at dribbling. You have to be good at tackling. You have to be good at taking shots. You have to be good at managing the ball, and so on and so forth, right? Passing, right? You have to be good at all of these things. If you're only good at one thing, you're not good at football. You're only good at one thing. The one who's good at football is the one who's good at all of these things. You can only reach perfection and attain perfection in anything if you divide it up, separate them out, and understand each issue, each component, and try to achieve perfection in all of those things. Why do I mention this? Same thing when it comes to our behavior. You can't just perfect your behavior as one thing. Now he's going to get better behavior. Behavior is not one component. It's made up of numerous components. I have to figure out, what is my problem? Do I have a problem with accepting the truth when it comes to me? And if I do, then I need to work on that. Why am I doing that? It's because of arrogance. Or maybe I hate the person. Or maybe it's because of jealousy. I need to work on those things then. That's how perfection in character is attained, by looking at the individual components. May Allah give us that tawfiq. So that's why helping us understand these things is useful, inshallah. Boasting in Arabic is called salaf. Salaf, with a sad, not a seen. The seen salaf, that means for ancestors, forefathers, predecessors. Salaf. This is defined as a person considering himself special, praising oneself all the time. Mentioning his virtue and achievements. A person constantly mentioning their virtues. I did this, I did that. Yes, I was part of that. I built that mosque. I did this, I did that. Right? Not for any reason, but just that people know that I did this. Mentioning his virtues or achievements. Then obviously, if you like to do that, then you're also going to loathe anybody who shows him his faults. Loathe anything, hate anything that shows a person his faults and reminds him of his mistakes. Because you're supposed to be perfect. In your eyes, you're perfect. In my eyes, I'm supposed to be perfect. So if somebody shows me my mistakes, or if somebody displays his... Or another one is displaying his prowess at difficult tasks. Showing how you can actually... I mean, a lot of footballers do this. Scoring difficult goals and then being arrogant about it. Or informing others of interesting or extraordinary matters. Like you know everything. Ulama could do this as well. Knowing complicated masail and issues. That I know all of these things. Is to show off. However, one caveat here. While not giving any heed to lying. Because that's how you butter it up. That's how you spice it up, by adding certain aspects that are not fully there. So you're not being completely accurate either. So all of this comes from, all of this is defined as boasting. It stems from lying, so others are impressed with his speech. Because when it's only about boasting, then would you care if everything you said was true or not? One is to articulate that I'm really good at something. There could be a reason for that. If the reason is to boast and to show people how great you are, then a bit of untruth and falsehood in there won't matter. It's all part of the deal. Because your objective is something else now. So it stems from lying so that others are impressed with this speech and narcissism, and it leads to then hypocrisy. Because you're not like that inside, you're actually saying something different inside. Najmuddin al-Ghazi states in Husn al-Tanabbuh, of the traits of Satan are noticing one's self, like constantly focusing on oneself, deeming oneself virtuous, being impressed by oneself, and getting angry for the sake of the ego. For indeed, when Iblis was commanded to prostrate, for the one who was lesser in status in his estimation, right, he became angry and furious. His rage led him to rejection, pride, and unbelief. Look where it got him to. Completely to kufr, whereas Satan, Iblis, they've even got a name for him, Azazil. His ex-name, his worshipper name, God knows best. He was a worshipper. He used to do lots of worship. But unfortunately, he did not have full submission. He used to do lots of worship, but he didn't have humility. And thus, it led him to think that fire rises and the soil is lowly. Adam alayhi salam is created from soil, so how can he prostrate to him? Again, you can't reach perfection in character. He had a lot of ibadah, but he didn't have perfection of character. He can't be a perfect servant of Allah. That's essentially what it is. So his anger arose only due to his seeing himself as special and better than Adam alayhi salam. Didn't you consider what he said in the Quran? I am better than he. أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِينٍ. I am better than you created me from fire, created him from clay. Okay, you created me, you should be thinking. It doesn't matter at the end of the day. I didn't create myself from fire. He could have thought about it that way. There's many ways of looking at something. It's just, you know, the disease of the heart makes you look at something in a particular way. It just makes you look at something in a particular way. I spoke to somebody who'd become a Shia. Because they said, look at what Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu did. It's a narrative. They did not give wiratha. You see, what happened is, Fatima radiallahu anha, she came to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to ask for inheritance. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu related a hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that we do not leave inheritance. What we leave as inheritance is knowledge. Hence, what the Prophet ﷺ, the land that he had left, was not for inheritance. The expenses of his wives and so on would be given from there, but it wasn't inheritance. Now, this is made one of the biggest issues from the Shia is this, that he made up this so that he wouldn't have to give to Fatima. He had this animosity towards the family of the Prophet ﷺ. It's a narrative. So this person I'm speaking to, I'm saying, that's a narrative. You've bought into this narrative. The other narrative is that this is Abu Bakr who was beloved by the Prophet ﷺ. None of the other Sahabas, the majority of the Sahaba, the overwhelming majority, nobody criticized him for doing this. They accepted, they believed, they confirmed what he said. Why don't you look at that narrative, the majority narrative? You want to take the minority narrative and go with that. Can you see how who's to decide which narrative you take? Because if you suddenly become convinced by something else, despite all the truth on the other side, what does that tell you? That it's a matter of tawfiq. And khidlan, of Allah forsaking somebody and allowing them just to believe whatever they want to believe. That's why it's so important for us to continue to ask Allah for guidance and showing us the truth. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً And Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna tiba'ahu wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba. Otherwise, if we suddenly start thinking tomorrow it's okay to do this haram. Why should it be wrong? Sexual vices, for example. No longer do we feel they're wrong. Certain sexual vices, for example, or deviancies. It should be okay. That's a narrative. And we can only bind to a certain narrative if Allah forsakes us into the wrong narrative. So Satan was veiled from the reality. You see, Satan focused on, I am better than he because you created me from fire and created me from clay. He took that as the biggest point. And he forgot the other point. The other point was, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Indeed, the most honorable of you in the sight of Allah are the most pious. To just do what Allah tells them to do. He could have thought about that. He could have given that emphasis and not that emphasis. Can you see how where wrongs come from in the world? It's just giving the wrong things emphasis. Focusing on the wrong too much and forgetting the other part. And to such a degree sometimes that if we're reminded of the other way of looking at something, we disagree with it because we bought into this so much. We're not allowing ourselves to be open that, no, I want the truth, whatever it is. This is what the Prophet ﷺ did for the Sahaba. He made it for them that they were just willing to stand for the truth wherever it became manifest. That's why Umar radiallahu anh, he would take his word back, despite being the Amir al-Mu'mineen, the most powerful man on earth at the time. A woman stood up and said, no, you can't do this with regards to fixing a dowry, the limit of the dowry. You can't say, you can't, she said, you can't do this because Allah says in the Quran that, she gave the word qintar, like huge amounts. You can't fix it. And he took his words back. Can you imagine an imam, somebody gets someone says, and he says, okay, fine. This is Umar radiallahu anhu, Amir al-Mu'mineen. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ had taught them that truth may become clouded to you and you need to take it wherever it comes from. They were always willing and flexible. That inflexibility is the problem today. As though whatever we've been believing in since, and whatever we become used to due to our surrounding, we're not going to change our position. And our moon issue, our chand issue, our Eid issue, all of this is based on that. Because how can there be three timetables? How is that possible in one country? But nobody's willing. Each person is just willing to go with what they're used to. That's why I give an example, the two masjids that I'm close to. They're both Gujarati, right? There are many relatives between them as well. But they have different timetables. And I'm hearing one person from this one masjid. I'm mentioning this generically to understand the issue. I'm hearing one person from this masjid, and I believe their timetable is better than the other one, though I don't think it's perfect, but it's better, because there are three timetables in our area within 6 miles. Right? So this person is saying, I can't understand those guys, why they're breaking their fast, why they're ending their suhoor so late. Now this guy is not an alim or anything, I mean he just about knows his stuff. The reason why he's saying this is because he's followed this opinion since he's been living in this area for the last 40 years. If I go there, they say the same thing about these guys. What's their problem, man? Why do they stop their fast so early? And yet these people are from the same background. They probably have the same level of knowledge. But this is why. It's because he's used to this and he's used to that. Nobody's gone out of their way to do a bit of research and say, what is the truth here? Let me try to understand this. Let me listen to a few discourses on this. Let me do a bit of research. No, it's just, this is what I have. And that's what you have. So you are wrong in this. Think about it. This is what it is. Then Satan, he was also not privy to the well-known proverb. Unfortunately, Shaitan, if somebody gave him this proverb, O flames of fire, you leave nothing but ashes. You may rise high, but you don't leave anything but ashes. So when Satan looked at himself with veneration, he disdained prostrating to one whom he saw with the eyes of contempt. He saw soil as a contemptible thing. That's why he looked down upon it. If he saw that soil produces, whereas fire produces only ashes, he would have thought, no, I'm not better. Can you see? It's focusing on the wrong point. He became angry then, and the sparks of rage took flight until they completely incinerated him. And this is what happened to Satan. May it not happen to us. Just as with Satan, one's very religion will be destroyed by boasting and having an inflated ego. Bishr al-Hafi says, rahimahullah, I never met a man who loved acclaim save that he lost his religion as publicly humiliated one day. One day you will be overcome. You can only play this game for a certain period of time. Imam As-Sulami relates that one of his ancestors said, whoever considers himself special, his religion will become trivial to him. If you think you're good, you're too good, your religion will become nothing for you. Because you will then use your religion just to boost yourself up. Imam Qushayri states, commensurate to his estrangement from the ego will a person come to know his Lord. What does that mean? It means as much as we overcome our nafs, that is how much more you will understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the sages said, the basis of true tawheed is ridding oneself of the first person. Don't say this is for me or by me or from me or to me. That is to ascribe all of one's ownership, achievements and talents. And states, rather relate it all to Allah. This comes from Allah. This is comes from Allah. But then don't use it. Allah's given me so much. Allah's given me so much. Allah gave me, made me this. Allah made me that. You're just using Allah as an excuse for your arrogance. Don't do that either. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove our blameworthy traits and allow us to focus on the praiseworthy. And may Allah allow us to have our narrative right and guide us and do not forsake us. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم يا حنان يا منان لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين جزا الله عنا محمدا ما هو أهله Oh Allah, we ask you for your grace. Oh Allah, we ask you for your mercy. Oh Allah, we ask you for your light. Oh Allah, we ask you for knowledge. Oh Allah, we ask you forgiveness. Oh Allah, we ask you purity. Oh Allah, we ask you for forgiveness from all the sins we have committed. Oh Allah, the shortcomings that we have. Oh Allah, the defects that we have. Oh Allah, we ask that you remove all of our spiritual illnesses and our physical illnesses. Oh Allah, grant us well-being. Oh Allah, grant us permanent well-being. But oh Allah, grant us shukr on our well-being. Oh Allah, there are so many things that we need to make shukr for. Oh Allah, do not make us of the ungrateful ones. Oh Allah, make us of the shakirin. Oh Allah, make us of the dhakirin. Make us of those who always remember you. Oh Allah, what use is there of a human without remembrance? Oh Allah, we ask that you grant us your remembrance. Oh Allah, fill our hearts with your light. Fill our hearts with your love of your obedience and hatred for your disobedience. Oh Allah, bless all of those who are here, all of those who are listening. Oh Allah, make this Ramadan the best Ramadan that we have ever spent. And oh Allah, do not take us out of it without writing us of those emancipated from the hellfire. Oh Allah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Oh Allah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Oh Allah, make us individuals who your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be proud with on the Day of Judgment. Oh Allah, don't make us of those who will be turned away from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Grant us the kalima on our deathbed. And oh Allah, send your abundant blessings on our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi.